Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 through 9. The Reverend Dr. James Bonnick is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Isaiah chapter 25. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. And the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, "Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. O Lord, have mercy on us."
Thanks be to God.
All the facts are in. All the tests have been run. All the scriptures have been searched. Your condition is terminal. It's fatal. It will lead to death, and you will not escape it. Not that there's any comfort in numbers, but God announced the same prognosis of death to Israel's enemies all around them through the prophet of Isaiah. To Assyria, God will kill them by trampling them underfoot. The Philistines, as giant as they are, God will kill their root with famine. Moab, God will destroy their armies and their water will be full of blood. Damascus, God will kill and leave them in a heap of ruins. Cush, God will kill them and leave them as birds of prey. Egypt will be killed and destroyed. Babylon will be killed and destroyed. And one chapter before our text today, God says this: "Behold, the Lord will empty the whole earth and make it desolate." The same is true for us today. We know that the wages of our sin is death. And death is before us every single day. We can't escape it. The murdered man on the street, the heart monitor with its straight line tone, the loved one in a casket. Our sinful words and deeds, bombed bodies in war, a cemetery, the bell toll on All Saints' Day, the dead of winter, the abortion clinic, the funeral home. And with death all around us every single day, the pastor rises and says, "On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The Lord of life then comes down from heaven." St. John tells us in him was life, and he is the life that is the light of men. He came to a world covered. He came to a world veiled in our sin and death. He came to a world with the pall of death over all nations, over you, over me, over our loved ones. He came to a world sitting in darkness and death to disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows he put to flight. The Lord of life came. In his baptism, God came out of the Jordan waters covered with all the sins of the world and our curse of death. On Palm Sunday, God rode on a donkey, humiliated with the burden of our sin and death. He lifted the bread and said, "This is my body," and the cup, "This is my blood." Christ the victim, Christ the priest, the sacrifice for the sins and death of all the world. Jesus hung on the cross, bearing our punishment. And forsaken by God in our place, he became sin who knew no sin. And all was dark. And he bowed his head. And he died. He died our death. In our place. For you. For me. Here at the cross, we are killed at the root. Here at the cross, we are destroyed and full of blood. Here at the cross, we are left in a heap of ruins. Here at the cross, we are left as birds of prey. Here at the cross, we are destroyed. The all too familiar flashes before our eyes. A dead man, a loved one wrapped in death cloths, a tomb, the closing of the ground, darkness, death. And on this mountain of Golgotha, our sins are paid in full. He died our death in our place. And God finished his work of recreation, and then he rested on the Sabbath. And then there was a great earthquake. An angel descended from heaven and came and rolled the stone back, not to let Christ out, but for us to see in. Do not be afraid, you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen from the dead, just as he said. Death could not hold him back. It had to spit him out. Death, or Jesus, had triumphed over our sin and our death. God swallowed up our sins. God swallowed up our death. Death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, on this holy mountain, on Mount Zion, on his church, the risen Christ gives life to you and to me. In his holy church, the Lord of hosts feeds his people with a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, his crucified and risen body and blood given for us. And when Christ's body and blood surges into our bodies, into our souls, our sins are paid for. And our death is swallowed up. When the Lord of hosts kills your sins and raises you in the waters of holy baptism, he swallows your death forever. When the Lord of hosts proclaims his word through his holy pastor, Sunday after Sunday, day after day, he swallows up your death forever. As a matter of fact, today, right now, your sins are forgiven and your death is swallowed up forever. As we live yet in this veil of tears, sin and death are all around us. Yet the feast of his holy meal and the preaching of his holy word wipes away the tears from our faces, even today. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. Our saving faith is in him. He alone died for our sins and swallowed up our death forever. We waited for him that he might save us, and he came to Bethlehem's manger. We waited for him that he might save us, and he comes in his preached word, in the water, in his body and blood and bread and wine. And we wait for him now to come again. The pastors on the mountain, on his church, proclaim the bridegroom near. The marriage feast is waiting. The bridegroom is at hand. We who wait in patience and bear crosses and suffering will live and reign forever when sorrow is no more. Our hope and expectation will soon come again on the last day. And then God will wipe away every tear from our eyes once for all. Then death shall be no more. Mourning, crying, and pain will cease forever. And he who swallowed up death forever will say, "Behold, behold, I am making all things new. I am the Alpha and the Omega. It is done. Death is over." Behold, this is your God. We waited for him that he might save us. This is our Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.